Press TV headlines. The U.S. reiterates its commitment to work with Israel on nuclear issues. Also ahead, the new Kyrgyz leadership strengthens ties with Moscow and appeals for humanitarian aid. And Iran unveils its new generation of centrifuges, says its nuclear technology is for peaceful purposes. It is 7 p.m. in Washington, D.C. and 3:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News. Well, the U.S. says it is committed to work with Israel on nuclear security issues. U.S. National Security Advisor Jim Jones says Israel's delegation to next week's nuclear security summit in Washington is robust. This despite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cancellation of a visit to the U.S. where he was to attend the summit. U.S. President Barack Obama has invited over 40 countries to the gathering. Netanyahu reportedly made the decision after learning that Egypt and Turkey intended to raise the issue of Israel's nuclear arsenal at the summit. Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by Ali Al-Ahmad, who is director of the IGA, joining us via satellite from Washington. Mr. Al-Ahmad, as always, thank you for joining our broadcast. Now, considering the Israeli nuclear program is seldom spoken of and is hidden, what key points are important to highlight about it, and what role do agreements with the United States, such as the latest in April of 2008, play in keeping its program up to date?
Well, the Israeli nuclear program is a few decades old, and it is agreed upon in international community that Israel, which is not a member of the IAEA in Vienna, Israel has the capacity, the nuclear capacity, both the civilian and the military capacity, and in fact has around 200 warheads that has acquired technology from the United States back in the 1960s through illegal means. So Israel is the only country in the Middle East that has a military a nuclear capacity. And that is not, Israel does not like this to be an issue and has refused, as many know, that to divulge this known or public secret that it has that capacity, and it has refused international scrutiny, and it has been treated, obviously, with exception. The United States would like to keep that, would like to avoid talking about Israeli nuclear program and capacity.
Now, sir, many at a Republican conference held in New Orleans applauded when they were informed that Netanyahu canceled his visit. Does that, in a sense, prove rumors that have been circulating that Netanyahu's cancellation had a lot to do with giving support to Republicans who are opposed to any pressure on Israel?
Well, there in America, inside the United States, there is, you can say, a race to please the pro-Israeli elements in the United States. So the Republicans who have lost the last election, they believe that their ticket to winning in the next election is to court these powers in America who are supportive of Israel. So it is, there is a competition between the Democrats and the Republican in trying to have the support of the pro-Israeli elements in the United States. And it's very typical in America. So everybody is trying to outdo the other side. Regarding the this next week meeting, the United States wants the world to have one standard and Israel to be exempted from that standard when it comes to nuclear proliferation and nuclear inspection.
Well, Mr. Al-Ahmad, as you well know, Mideast countries have always voiced alarm at the Israeli nuclear program. And in March, the Arab League called for a Middle East free of nuclear weapons and also called for a review of the 1970 NPT in order to create a definitive plan for eliminating nuclear weapons. Will these quote-unquote calls ever actually have an effect?
I don't think so. These calls will fall on deaf ears, and some of them are for public consumptions. There is not really, when you look at the Arab League, for example, there is not really a consistent and serious effort to pressure the United States on this file. You know, Saudi Arabia is participating in this conference, and other Arab countries like Egypt. But there hasn't been an agreement or between these countries, the Middle Eastern countries, to make this an issue. Yes, we heard about Egypt and Turkey trying to do that, but it's not going to be as much as you expect. In reality, this is mostly for public consumption, not as a realistic goal that they are working hard on. This could have been an opportunity for the Middle East countries to make an important point here in this conference. But I don't think this will happen.
Well, I'd just like to pick up on something you said. Some have criticized Netanyahu for not actually attending the summit, saying that the prospect of Muslim nations raising Israel's nuclear capability was not a reason not to attend. Isn't that essentially what we are all thinking, that criticism or pressure from Arab or Muslim nations have never affected Israel? So what's different now?
Well, here is because the aim here is targeted mostly at Iran and North Korea. If Mr. Netanyahu is here in Washington, this might distract from that, from focusing on Iran away, and maybe other countries like Egypt and Turkey will use that opportunity to say, well, what about Israel? If he's not here, the likelihood is reduced. So this conference is not about nuclear proliferation, really. It's about Iran nuclear program and North Korea. And these are the two countries that the United States would like to have different standard for. Of course, there is serious, like I said, you know, serious concern about nuclear proliferation around the world. But the goal here is these two countries who do not agree with the United States policies.
Mr. Ali Al-Ahmad, director of the IGA, joining us there via satellite from Washington. Sir, as always, thank you very much for your insight. On to the other news now. The interim government in Kyrgyzstan has appealed to Russia for aid. Omur Tekebayev, an opposition leader who has joined the new provisional government, says Russian troops might be asked to act as peacekeepers if the security situation worsens. Kyrgyz law does not allow foreign forces to settle domestic conflicts. However, Tekebayev has said the interim government is prepared to overlook any legal obstacles if it risks losing control of security. Russia had earlier said it would send additional troops to Kyrgyzstan to protect its citizens and bolster security at a military airfield it maintains outside Bishkek. Meanwhile, two sons and a brother of the ousted president Kurmanbet Bakiyev are facing murder charges by the new government.
A criminal case has been opened against Zanibek Bakiyev, Marat Bakiyev and Maxim Bakiyev in connection to the fact that we have testimonial evidence that fully supports the fact that the shootings against our citizens took place under these people's orders.
Closer to home now, Iran has unveiled a new generation of nuclear centrifuges. The news was announced by Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad on the country's National Nuclear Technology Day. Here's more on that.
Seen as a source of national pride, Iran celebrated its nuclear achievements by making public its latest generation of domestically built centrifuges. The new centrifuges are 10 times as powerful as the ones currently operating in the Natanz uranium enrichment plant. The machine is capable of spinning 900 times per second and producing 10 kilograms of UF6 in a year, a compound used in uranium enrichment process. During the ceremony, Iran also unveiled a dummy fuel plate that is to be used for its medical research reactor in Tehran. Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad hailed the development and said his country is on an irreversible path of development.
The Iranian nation has reached a point in nuclear technology where no powers can block its development and peaceful use of nuclear energy.
Turning to the new START treaty signed by Washington and Moscow on Thursday, Ahmadinejad criticized the agreement as a big lie.
میشه کسی سلاح هسته‌ای داشته باشه دیگران؟
Is it possible for a country to have nuclear weapons and to invite others not to have one? So when you say you want to stop proliferation, you are telling a big lie. Even the show that the US government held was a big lie.
اجرا کرد. این هم یک دروغ بزرگ بود.
The Iranian president also touched on a new U.S. nuclear strategy that sanctions the use of nuclear weapons against Iran, saying it would prompt nuclear arms race.
If another country has nuclear weapons and uses them, does it stop proliferation of such weapons? Indeed, those countries who own nuclear weapons are acting as incentives for other countries to seek nuclear weapons.
Well, remaining on topic, the U.S. has once again accused Iran of deviating from peaceful goals in its nuclear energy program after Tehran unveiled new centrifuges. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley has said Iran has, quote, nefarious intentions in its nuclear program. He said Iran's showcasing its nuclear capabilities could strengthen the push for U.N. sanctions. Crowley claimed that a peaceful nuclear program did not need faster centrifuges. Well, some Western countries have reacted to Iran's latest nuclear achievements by saying that Tehran is in violation of UN Security Council resolutions. We asked the head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization about that issue.
Why are we in violation? I mean, we are a member of the NPT. We are a member of the agency, International Atomic Energy Agency. We have the inspectors residing in Iran. They have the cameras in all our nuclear facilities. They are controlling the nuclear facilities 24 hours a day. And we have the inspectors also inspecting the facilities. What else do we have to do? In accordance to with the NPT, we have the right to enrich uranium, to enter into the entire fuel cycle. This is our right. So we recognize that we are committed to certain commitments and responsibilities, and we have shown our commitments. There is no further question asked or any outstanding issues from the agency, except one alleged issue, which is an alleged issue, which is not authenticated. This has been indicated by the previous Director General, Dr. Al-Baradei. He never included it as an annex to its report, to his reports. He always stated that this is not authentic.
Elsewhere, demonstrators waving Iraqi flags have gathered in Iraq's holy city of Najaf to protest the beginning of the U.S.-led occupation in 2003. Well, tens of thousands of people attended the rally. The protesters trampled on American, British, and Israeli flags. U.S.-led forces occupied Iraq in April of 2003 under the pretext that former dictator Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Since then, over 1 million Iraqi civilians have been killed and no WMDs have been found. You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. The U.S. reiterates its commitment to work with Israel on nuclear issues. Also, the Kyrgyz new leadership strengthens ties with Moscow and appeals for humanitarian aid. And Iran unveils its new generation of centrifuges, says its nuclear technology is for peaceful purposes.